Hockey Sports Information Director filling in for Al, who's a little under the weather. Al, hope you get better. Quite a weekend for Michigan hockey. Two big wins over Penn State. And earlier this week, a lot of accolades for Michigan hockey. Lots of Big Ten awards. We'll go over that. Zach Werenski will join us. Jason Rubenstein, writer from the Michigan Daily, will also be here. Don't go away. This is Inside Michigan Hockey with head coach Red Berenson of the Michigan IMG Sports Network. We are back here at Pizza House. This is Jeff Weinstein, Michigan Hockey Sports Information Director. We're joined now by Coach Berenson. And Coach, before we go into both games this weekend, very successful weekend for Michigan, some big accolades, including Big Ten Coach of the Year, who I'm sitting next to right now. And not only that, whole slew of Michigan players honored. Kyle Connor, Player of the Year, Freshman of the Year, Tyler Mott, JT Kumpfer, both on the first team. Zach Werenski, who will join us later, Defensive Player of the Year, named to the first team. I mean, it speaks to the year that this team had, doesn't it?
Well, it's all about the team. No matter who gets the awards and who gets the credit, it's the team. If the team doesn't play the right way, and if they don't play together and they don't do all the little things, then no one gets awards. And, you know, I always feel bad at this time of year where we have players that are acknowledged, but there are players that are not acknowledged, that could be acknowledged, and so on. So I think we've all been around long enough to know it's good to see kids get recognized, but it really is about the team. If the team's not successful, there's nobody going to get recognized. So it's really been a good team effort this far, and that's why we're sitting here talking about it.
And that whole CCM line gets recognized, and it's the first time that any team in the Big Ten has had 4 out of 5 skaters on the first team, which is really impressive. But let's turn our attention to the games this past weekend. You mentioned before the weekend started that the focus wasn't on senior night, and it wouldn't be. It was just about the games. But on Friday night, your best players were your seniors.
Well, you know, that's something that you anticipate, Jeff. You know that the seniors know it's a big night, and they have to show up and really make it a special time if they can. We've seen senior nights that were pretty long nights and disappointing for everybody, including the seniors. And we've seen some terrific senior nights. I remember Carl Hagelin's senior class, and what a great game that was, and what a great experience. But this was one of them. This was another good one. Boo Nieves, Justin Selman, they played their hearts out the whole weekend, and they weren't alone. Like, their teammates played hard for them, too. We didn't have to talk about the seniors. The players knew it, and they showed up, and they played hard. And let's face it, a week ago, we weren't very happy about how we played in Ohio State, and we knew we had to get back on track. And I think everybody, whether it was senior night or getting back on track, a combination of those things brought the best out in our team.
When you look at Friday, the first period of that game, you know, Penn State scores on their first shot of the game. It's kind of a bad bounce goal. But, you know, Michigan got better as the period went on. And, again, it's Kyle Connor scoring first goal and turns the momentum in your favor.
Well, you know, Pep, we played two games against Penn State maybe 6 weeks ago. And we saw that they were a good team. Like, they were a better team than the scores might have shown. And, you know, they've had our number last year and the year before. So they weren't coming in here just to show up. They wanted to end up in the top two as well. Like, they wanted that bye. And they had a lot on the line. So they put everything into Friday's game. And the score was not an indication of the game. I mean, as you progress through this game, it was a 2-1 game after two periods. So there wasn't much to choose between the teams. And then we got it going with that power play goal first shift of the third period.
Yeah, it was a great play. JT forced a turnover in the defensive zone turnover for Penn State. Kyle Connor waits out the goalie, scores. Beautiful goal. It's a 1-1 game after one. And then Tony Calderon, who's been outstanding since he's come back from injury, scores on a breakaway. And I think you had mentioned that line, now that they've been back together. And I'm talking about Brendan Warren, Cooper Maroney, and Tony Calderon has been fantastic.
Well, they really have. And they've, you know, I think they knew that going into the Christmas break, they'd kind of ended on a slow note. And then after Christmas, they were trying to get it going. And then Cooper got mono. And then Tony had an upper body injury. And now they're back together. They're healthy. And you can see them starting to fire on all cylinders. But Tony Calderon picked up a loose puck just outside the blue line, walked in alone, made no mistake. And that was the go-ahead goal.
16 saves for Steve Racine in that second period, who was outstanding after giving up that first goal. Excellent. Still a close game, as you mentioned, heading into the third, and then really special teams is a factor for Michigan in the third period.
Well, I think if you play more in the other team's zone, Jeff, you know, we tried to forecheck better. We tried to get pucks in deep, and they were without their best defenseman. Remember Larry Pedry was an assistant coach here years ago. Well, his son, Vince, is a freshman for Penn State. He's their leading scorer on defense. He's their Zach Werenski, and they missed him. But nevertheless, we tried to play in their zone. They took some inopportune penalties, and we were able to capitalize on them. And that became the difference in the game, because in the third period, we scored a power play goal, another power play goal, a shorthanded goal, and then a five-on-five goal, and then eventually the seventh goal. So it was really it was a tale of two different games, but we took over the game in the third period.
Yeah, and Kyle Connor got that run started. And it seems like on the power play, I'm reminded, I watch a lot of Washington Capitals hockey, and the way that Kyle Connor sets up on that circle, it's the same thing that you see the Capitals do with Alex Ovechkin, because you know he's such a scorer. If he gets the puck on his stick, it's pretty much there's a really good chance it's going in the net.
Well, it is. It's a combination of getting ready, getting in position, anticipating, getting the puck where you want it. You know, just getting a shot away is not enough. Getting it away quick and hard and where you want it. And Kyle's got that down. But he couldn't shoot those pucks like he does without getting a pass right in his wheelhouse. And whether it's J.T. Compher making a pass or Tyler Mott, or if you talk to Zach Werenski, the same thing. Like, they know where they're passing it. They're passing it in a perfect spot where he can one-time it and rip it. And nobody rips it better than Kyle Connor.
Yeah, so, again, Michigan, three power play goals in the third period. Justin Selman gets into the act. Moroney made a great pass to him. Go up 4-1. Boone Nieves scores. Again, as I mentioned before, your seniors were excellent throughout the weekend. Selman scores his second of the night later, shorthanded, bats a puck out of the air, great goal, and then finishing it off, Max Schuert, rare power play goal. As you mentioned, you put your fourth line out on the power play, and they get a goal.
Yeah, and you know, that's something coaches do, and they're not trying to rub it in with the other team. You're putting guys on the ice that maybe don't have as good a chance to run up the score, but good for Schuert. It was a good play. And I think Boca made the play. They don't get a chance to play on the power play that much, but good for them. They made a good play. And you know what was great this weekend was our fans. I mean, they were terrific right from the start of Friday's game to the end of Saturday's game, and then even after that thing for the senior night reception. So you ask our players, when we get things going on the ice, the fans keep it going, and they help you keep going, and the momentum is terrific.
And it was a big win for your team Friday, stopping a three-game slide and a really important win to get momentum going into the postseason.
Well, I think we've talked about this. The game is mental, and you can ask Zach Werenski about this when you get him up here. But I think our team has genuine confidence that they know that they can do well, that they can play well, and they know what it takes to win. And putting it all together every night sometimes doesn't happen, and it's just like in the NHL. Some nights you wonder, you know, if it's the same team. But our team got back on track this weekend, and they started to play and compete and work hard and work together and execute, and you saw the results.
We'll take a quick break, talk about Saturday after the break. This is Inside Michigan Hockey with head coach Red Berenson on the Michigan IMG Sports Network. We are back here at Pizza House. This is Jeff Weinstein, joined by Coach Berenson. Coach, we were discussing first game of the weekend, and you know, you get by Friday night, you win big, and then you turn your attention to what is always an emotional game, senior night, last regular season game at Yost. I just want to take a step back, and the traditions of senior night at Michigan are really special. Is that something that's been around, the seniors skating around with the flag, saluting the children of Yost, kissing the block M? Has that been around since you've been here, and where did those traditions start?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I know that senior night at one point was before the game. And we didn't think that was appropriate. It was too rushed, and it wasn't fair to the seniors or the fans. And it kind of took it got everyone's attention away from the game and so on. So we moved it to after the game. Mickey Grant would probably remember when. But we moved it after the game, and I think it's been a slam dunk ever since. Our fans stay, and they show respect for the seniors, and our seniors really enjoy it. And you know, sometimes you wish you had all your seniors from that class. Andrew Kopp was in that class, Jacob Truba, a kid named Daniel Milne, Rutledge. I mean, we had a few guys that left for one reason or another that didn't stay, and they weren't. But these three did. And good for them. And they finished up the weekend. They're finishing up their careers the right way, and we're happy for them. So it's been really a good. And of course, when you win the game, it just makes it that much better. And if the seniors have a good game, that better still. And the parents are here, their families here, and it's a great time.
And you made a point. You talked about the fans. You made a point how the fans, they all stay to watch the ceremony. And you made a comment, I remember, after the game, how they it's almost as if they feel like they're parents of these players. They watch them grow up and spend 4 years on your hockey team.
They really do. I mean, our fans know, it seems like they know everything about those individual players, and they care about them, and they want to celebrate, help them celebrate their senior night. So it's terrific, you know. And the student section are great. So it's a good time, and we're glad that we can make the most of it.
Well, Michigan came out flying in the first period of that game. Clearly, the emotion of senior night, I think, definitely aided the team. Kyle Connor, again, his third goal of the weekend, 29th of the year, a two-on-one, and it's almost a feeling of inevitability when he gets the puck in space like that.
Well, the game took on more importance, too, Jeff. As all our fans know, the Friday win guaranteed us at least second place and a bye in next week's Big Ten tournament. But what happened in Minnesota was Wisconsin went in and beat Minnesota, and all of a sudden we were a point behind Minnesota for first place, and the Saturday game became even more important. And Michigan pushed hard. All we could do was win our game and see what happened there. As it turned out, Minnesota bounced back. They came back and eventually won that game. But Wisconsin gave them a good weekend, a good battle.
And that's something that we're aware of in the press box. Obviously, you go into the third period. We all know that Wisconsin at that point was up 1-0 on Minnesota. So there was definitely a palpable sense of anyone that was following it that this could be quite a night for Michigan. Everything didn't turn out that way, but at least Michigan took care of its business.
Yeah, we did everything we had to do, and I thought our team competed hard and played hard, and we put the game out of reach quicker on Saturday. I thought we played better. There's no question that Penn State had a couple of injuries that couldn't play on Saturday, and the purpose of their trip actually was to beat us on Friday and give them a chance for the bye. So I think it took some of the starts out of them, but Penn State's still going to be they're not going anywhere. They're going to be in St. Paul next week, and they're going to play a tough Wisconsin team, and we're going to play the winner of that game. So this is going to be interesting this coming weekend.
Yeah, they were a team that was pretty decimated by injuries, only dressing 10 forwards, I think only 5D on Saturday. Definitely affected by that. But Michigan did, like we said, did its part. Fluky goal for Penn State, but Racine did an excellent job shaking that off. Max Schuert scores on a great play. Dexter Danks on the forecheck gets the puck to Max. He skates out and scores. And then Boone Yevis on the power play adds another quick goal, and all of a sudden you're up 3-1 after one.
Yeah, and our team worked hard, and it was good to get a goal from the fourth line again, and certainly in our power play, and good for Boo. And Kyle Connor got another one. I mean, it was a game. Tyler Mott is sitting on 29 goals. He could have had three or four himself, and the puck was bouncing everywhere but in for him. But our team played well. We had a good game, a good team effort, and good for Racine only giving up the one goal. And then Nagelfort got to come in and play the last 7 or 8 minutes. We tried to get him in sooner, but there were no faces, there were no whistles or timeouts. And so good for our whole team. Everybody felt good about it. And now we've got to regroup for next week.
3-for-6 on the power play on Saturday. Kyle Connor gets his 30th goal, you had mentioned. 30 goals as a freshman. That's only been done 3 times at Michigan, and not since Danny Felsner over 25 years ago. It's pretty impressive.
Well, and goals were easier to come by. I coached Danny Felsner when he came here, and he was a terrific player. And 30 goals then was good. 30 goals today is great. I mean, it's exceptional. There's not many players, let alone freshmen, that can score 30 goals in college hockey now, the way it's played. So good for Kyle. We've all watched it, and it's not a fluke. It's legitimate. This kid can shoot the puck. He can score from anywhere, and he does. He's playing with two terrific players, so it's a combination of everything. He's got a great role on the team, but he can finish. He can bury that puck. And when you least expect it. So it's exciting even for the coaches to watch him. When he gets a puck, you don't know what's going to happen.
Very, very special night for the seniors, for the three that stayed in that class. All three have had some sort of adversity in their careers, whether it's injury, whether it's not playing as well as maybe they would have liked. But I think all three this year have come into their own and really become complete players.
That's what it should be like, Jeff. A kid should come to Michigan serious about hockey and serious about school, and all three of these kids are. And then you kind of handle what is thrown your way. And Steve Racine, came in as a potential backup goalie, and he emerged as a starting goalie, and he was in and out of the starting role and had his ups and downs. But every year there have been glimpses of Steve Racine playing terrific and taking the team to another level. And so we've seen that from Steve, and this year has been his best year. And when you look at Boone Evies had an impact freshman year and then kind of leveled off a little bit in his sophomore year, and parts of his junior year he had glimpses he was going to take that step. You're waiting for these kids to come into their own, and I think we're seeing that with Boo now. And Boo is not the scorer that people thought he might be, but he is more of a complete player than a lot of people thought he could be. And I would have never killed penalties with him 2 years ago. Now I trust him on every face-off. I trust him on penalty killing, and he does it all for this team. So good for him. And Justin Selman, a little bit of the same. Justin came in, high expectations, couldn't live up to them, a little bit like Zach Hyman. And then Justin had trouble in his sophomore year, but he got it together last year, and you could see it when he was playing with Hyman and Larkin. He showed why he was at Michigan, and this year he's continued that. So good for the three of them. They're all finishing up in good style with a big role on the team.
Well, Coach, we'll look ahead to this weekend, Big Ten Tournament. Thank you for joining us the first part of the show. Don't go away. We'll come back with Zach Werenski. This is Inside Michigan Hockey with Head Coach Red Berenson on the Michigan IMG Sports Network. We are back here at Pizza House. I'm joined now by Zach Werenski, sophomore defenseman, the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, and an All-Big Ten first-team selection. Congratulations, Zach.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I know before the year you had some goals about your game. I remember you talking about wanting to become a little more physical defenseman and a complete defenseman. And is this award any validation for you? I know you probably don't feel that way, but is it a nice recognition of that, of your development as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot comes with this award. I think the coaches have done a great job of helping me earn this award. But it could have gone to so many guys on this team. Michael Downey, Nolan DeYoung, they've played huge roles on our defensive core, and they've been great. And for me to watch the way, especially Michael Downey plays as a physical guy, I've learned so much. And just going to the rink every day and being hard on myself and the coaches being hard on me. And there's been a lot that's gone into it, and I'm just very thankful to get the award.
It's been quite a year for you. You've traveled all across the country, the world. Your hockey journey has taken you everywhere the last year. But you seem to find another gear the last few weeks. I imagine for you, going over and playing the World Juniors, coming back, and basically this summer you were playing most of the summer. At some point, was it good for you to recharge? Did you get some time to recharge at all this year?
A little bit. I think you go off adrenaline a lot of times. When you get to World Juniors, it's completely different, and you want to go and play well for your country and just do a good job there. And being named captain was an honor. And then coming back to Michigan, you want to come back and help Michigan. My first weekend back was Michigan State, so I'm ready to go for that one. And then just going into the rest of the season, there's a lot of goals as a team you want to accomplish with Big Tens and the Big Ten tournament, and getting an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. So I think a lot of the time you go off adrenaline, and it's going to be nice to get some downtime and kind of get a break, but it's been fun so far.
Was there any let's go back to that decision. You came back, was it on a Monday or a Tuesday you came back from the World Juniors that week before we played Michigan State?
Yeah, I got back, I think it was late Tuesday night.
Yeah, and was there any question in your mind that you were going to play that weekend? You don't know. It's tough travel, but for you, was there any question you were going to play?
I wanted to play. I kind of had it circled on my calendar even before World Juniors that when I got back, I was gonna play in that game. I was gonna play either way, no matter who we played. But that being Michigan State, I definitely wanted to play and help my team.
I want to go back before Michigan. You were on some pretty good Bell Tire teams. A couple of familiar names were on some of your youth teams. And we talked about this before. Dylan Larkin, Kyle Connor, all on the same team with Zach Werenski. Pretty good team. What was that like? I mean, not just those. I know there were other great players on that team too. But did you have a sense of how special that group was at that time?
I don't really think so. I think looking back on it now, you really get a sense of how special that group was and how good of a team we were. We seemed to win almost every tournament growing up, and just to see the success those two are having, Dylan making it to the NHL All-Star game as a rookie, and Kyle has to be, you know, a Hobie favorite right now. It's just great to see the success that they're having, and couldn't be happier for them. And it's just kind of cool to look back and see that we all played on the same team and been friends for so long.
That was also around the same time that Dylan Lark was making his viral video in his basement that made the rounds. When you saw that, did you give him a hard time? And for those of you who didn't see it, it was a pretty funny video that Dylan made with one of his friends in the basement shooting pucks at a makeshift goal. But what was that? What was that like when you saw that? And did you give him a hard time?
I actually remember when Dylan made that and it first came out, and I thought it was hilarious at the time. And I haven't seen it in a couple of years, and it was a Saturday night, and he texted me just saying, this video came out again, and you should look at it. And I watched it, and I kind of felt bad for him almost, just hoping it didn't come out any farther. And then I woke up on Sunday, and it just blew up, and it was on every major Twitter site and everything you could even imagine. And he said at first he was pretty embarrassed, but he went along with it. He's a good kid and played along well with it, but I thought it was hilarious.
You're obviously pretty close with Dylan, and I know that you get to see him throughout the year when they're in town. Do you ever pick his brain about what it's like to play in the NHL and against some of the guys that he gets to play with and against on a nightly basis?
Yeah, definitely. I like to ask him all the questions that I have. He's doing what all of us want to do, playing in the NHL, and he's so fresh in the NHL, and he's a rookie, and just to ask him questions and just kind of pick his brain is huge for someone like me that aspires to be in the NHL one day.
Going back to Michigan, obviously this past weekend we were talking with Coach how emotional it was for the team, for the seniors. Just looking at the three seniors, what have they meant to you and your time at Michigan?
Yeah, they've been awesome. I can't really thank them enough for everything they've done. I in the weight room, I work out with Boo and Sells. We're on the same rack, and they push me every day to be better and get better in the weight room. And they're just the nicest kids, Boo, Sells, and Steve. They really mean well, and they work so hard every day, and it's just it's good role models for the younger kids on the team, just to look up to them.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna run through some rapid fire questions, some fun questions we've done with some of the players when I've hosted the show. Don't go away. So we'll take a quick break. This is Inside Michigan Hockey with Head Coach Red Berenson on the Michigan IMG Sports Network.